want my story to help and give hope to those struggling, but most importantly, I want to bring glory to the Lord.
Amen.
I've always been a Christian. I grew up in the church, and I always thought I had a real relationship with the Lord. But I've just been going through the motions my whole life, and I had no idea what I was missing. I knew I wanted more of Him in my life, so I sought more. That, in turn, gave me opportunities to step out in faith in ways I never imagined I could. I knew this was the Lord leading me. I just wasn't sure where, but I knew I had to be open to His plans for me and not my own. This is really hard for me because I'm a huge planner and I like to be in control. A little background on me, though, and what I've been struggling with for so long. And to make a long story short, for as long as I can remember, I've struggled with painful menstrual cycles, painful cramps during my menstrual cycle each month. These were so painful that I had to miss school and work. My doctor tried several things, but nothing seemed to help, so I had laparoscopic surgery and found out that I had endometriosis. For those of you who are not familiar with endometriosis, it is tissue that grows inside the uterus, and the two most common symptoms are painful menstrual cycles and infertility. My doctor told Lee and I we were not going to worry about infertility unless we reached that point. The surgery didn't help with the pain, so I put on two forms of birth control, and I would take them continuously throughout the month. I was finally getting some relief, and this worked out great up until Lee and I decided we were ready to have children. I stopped taking the birth control, and my doctor said we would have to manage the pain. Unfortunately for me, that meant pain medication. We tried for several months, and nothing was happening, and I was in so much pain, and it seemed to get worse each month, and I started to miss work. My doctor decided that because I had endometriosis and was in so much pain that we needed to get me pregnant as soon as possible, so he referred me to a fertility specialist. We made an appointment and went in for a day's worth of testing. We answered questions no one ever wants to answer. It was horrible. During this time, I really felt the Lord pulling at my heart, and I was so hungry for more. Mallory and Ron Kelly had just started a couple of Bible studies, and we couldn't wait to get it. Several of us attended in the beginning, but it began to fade, and Lee and I were the only ones going. This gave us one-on-one time with Mallory and Ron, and we were all able to open up and share our struggles. One night, we studied prophecy in the Bible. Lee and I were unsure how we felt about it, because we had never been taught about it and had never been exposed to it. That night, I decided I wanted to expose myself. So I made some plans with some co-workers to come here to Christ the King, because I had always heard them talking about prophecy. After the service, Craig gave me a word. He told me he didn't know me or what I was going through, and that the Lord wanted him to remind me of the story of Abraham and Sarah. How Sarah was unable to have children, but the angel of the Lord came to her and told her that she would have a child within a year. He also told me that the Lord wanted me to know that nothing was impossible for him. Wow, this is really amazing to hear, especially since no one knew we were struggling to have a child. Lee and I continued going to Mallory and Ron, the fertility doctor. We even had several people pray over us for our infertility. Psalm 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart, was a verse that really stuck with me. Lee and I were walking in expectation and thanking the Lord for the child that we knew He was going to give us. During the next few months, we started attending Cross Point some. I can remember the first time we went, Alan preached on believing and having faith the Lord will answer your prayers. If you truly believe He will answer them, He will. After the sermon, he said, for all of those who believe He will answer your prayers, come to the front so we can pray for you. I don't know what came over me, but I rushed to the front. Several people came and prayed for me. A week or two passed, and we went back to Cross Point. This time, Alan preached on being persistent to the Lord in your prayers and not to give up. We have to keep asking, believing He will answer them. The Lord was really speaking to Lee and I through Alan, and it was so amazing. After the service, we went up front for prayer, and Pam and Alan Yarbrough came and prayed for us. It was so powerful because they had also experienced infertility in the past, and they knew how we felt and what we were going through. We continued going to the fertility doctor, but there were just some things Lee and I were not willing to try. We felt like this was such a God thing, and we just weren't comfortable with everything they wanted us to do. We had come to the point where we had tried everything we were willing to, and we just knew we were pregnant this month. I went to the doctor at 7 a.m. one Monday morning to have my blood drawn for a pregnancy test. The nurse said she would call me with the results. She didn't call until 4:30 that afternoon. It was such a long day. I left work, met Lee, and listened to the voicemail to find out I was not pregnant. We were devastated and felt like we were at a dead end. I cried all night, and neither one of us had any sleep. I decided a day or two later I was not going back to that doctor. I couldn't keep doing this to myself, and I thought, God can do this. God can give us a child. Despite what several people thought, I wasn't going back. I needed a break. The doctors were telling me I had all of these problems and that Lee and I couldn't do this on our own. That day, I handed everything over to the Lord and told Him that I knew He could give us a child and that I wasn't going to get any more help or take any more medication. It took a lot for me to let go and not get any help, but I know this is the Lord leading me because I couldn't have done this on my own. I felt like a new person the next day and knew this was His peace. Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. I decided to come back to Christ the King on my lunch break. The sermon was on the exact same thing Alan had just preached on at Cross Point. Being persistent with your prayers to the Lord and not to give up. It was so awesome to hear this again. I knew the Lord was really speaking to me. Craig came up to me again after the sermon and said that the Lord told him that what I'm going through is painful. He said the Lord wants you to be persistent and don't give up. Hope, be confident in expectation. There is nothing impossible for the Lord. Shelby and Cherry prayed for my win and encouraged me to go to a women's group who met at Eugene Church. I went that night and everyone prayed for me, and I've been going to Ann and Avery's group ever since. I came back to Christ the King on Ash Wednesday. Bishop Jones gave me a word this time. It was more like a book, but this is what I can remember him saying. The Lord revealed to him that I had a broken heart, but that Jesus came to heal the brokenhearted. The Lord is going to heal me in powerful ways and use me in extraordinary ways. The Lord said there is extraordinary greatness about the story He has for me. He said every dream I've ever had is still on, but He is going to touch it and make it bigger. Nothing has been lost or misplaced. God is going to elevate me where my dreams are going to come true, adding the supernatural quality of His heart. Life is really going to be good for me. And that story, the story that God has for me, has just begun, and it's going to be bigger than anything I've ever imagined. This is so awesome. And I felt like God is encouraging me and assuring me that everything was going to be okay. A month passed, and the Lord really began to speak to me and confirm some things. I came back to Christ the King. Mallory and I were told that the Lord was going to blow our minds and use us to minister to other women in need. After the service, he said, someone here has endometriosis, and the Lord wants to heal you from that. I went up front to someone to pray for me. I walked out of here that day and claimed the Lord has healed me, and I truly believe he did to this day. I was to start my cycle in the next few days and wasn't experiencing any pain. Hallelujah. But actually never came, and I got 2 negative pregnancy tests. I ended up calling my regular doctor. He said it was common to have your regular cycle or to skip your cycle when you stop taking fertility drugs. This eased my mind, but I still thought, you never know what God is up to. I decided not to take another test unless I had some symptoms. A few days went by and I started to feel a little strange, but I wasn't sure if it was all in my head. I told Lee how I was feeling. He laughed and said, that's nausea. Go take another test. I took one first thing the next morning, and it was positive. I left the fertility doctor in February, handed everything over to the Lord, and got pregnant in March. I was a little hesitant to come back to Christ the King for fear he would call me out on my pregnancy and everyone would know, and it was just too early to share our name. I finally decided to come back, and Bishop Jones just looked at me and said, life, life, life. To me, that was confirmation from the Lord that everything was going to be okay. I've been to the doctor several times now, and he says that everything is perfect and that we have a healthy baby. Praise the Lord. Lee and I are so thankful for what we've been through and the journey that the Lord has us on, and we look forward to what's to come.
Amen.
Amen.